I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we turn back time to the late 60s and early 70s and talk about the world of country funk.
The notion of a compilation album is a little bit of a throwback, but then again, so is the Seattle-based Light in the Attic Records, which recently put out a second volume to its excellent 2012 Country Funk comp. The new one, called Country Funk Volume 2, 1967-1974, boasts a nice mix of radio hits and treasure trunk obscurities from that era, but they're all unified in the gritty, low-down elation that they produce in the listener's gut. My personal favorite from the new compilation is Kenny Rogers and the First Edition's Tulsa Turnaround, a funny, loose, outlaw romp that seamlessly blends noodly country guitars and barroom piano with a deep conga drum groove. Meanwhile, Rogers dispenses the following sage advice: if a man's gonna eat fried chicken, he's gotta get greasy. Collectively, these two compilations prove that there's plenty of room for country and funk to overlap, so long as the tempos slow down and the singers gin it up.
Well, I wish I was back in Macon, taking it easy. But if a man's gonna eat fried chicken, he's gotta get greasy. Said a funky butt showed me the Tulsa turnaround. Stepped on my toes, turned me on and turned me down. Fit me like a hand in a glove. Taught me how to love y'all.
That's Kenny Rogers in the First Edition's 1971 song Tulsa Turnaround, which is featured on the compilation Country Funk Volume 2, 1967-1974. That's available now via Light in the Attic Records. Next, a down-tempo R&B tune from a female singer.
British pop singer Jessie Ware didn't so much break out in 2012 as if with some loud, audacious EDM single. No, Ware charmed her way into listeners' hearts and headphones, achieving a subtle, smaller sort of pop sound on her debut LP, Devotion. There were moments of elation, sure, but they came in the releases of Little Tensions and her whispery vocals, and the portraits of intimacy that she painted with her lyrics. Judging by the new singles that Ware's put out in advance of her second album, Tough Love, she's doubling down on that minimalism by adding layers of warm R&B. Here on Share It All, which she co-wrote with fellow crooner Romy Madley Croft of the XX, her vocals swim around in low-key synthesizers cut straight out of an 80s Prince record. Ware's proving that pop doesn't always have to be fireworks. Sometimes all it takes is a whisper.
I can see that you're thinking, what if you let yourself give in?
Jessie Ware with Share It All off her album Tough Love, which will be released later this year on Island Records. And finally, we have a punk rock band that just released their third full-length album.
California punks Joyce Manor packed a lot into their 19-minute third LP, the excellently named Never Hung Over Again. It's got unsuccessful attempts to impress girls, friends who joined the army, regrettable tattoos, and lots of especially specific details. So while it might feel abrupt on a casual listen, it's really an emotional roller coaster ride if you follow the lyrics. The song Falling in Love Again in particular cuts through to Never Hung Over Again's tender, self-conscious little heart. Confronted by the realization that he's actually starting to care about somebody, singer Barry Johnson can only stammer out simple observations about the object of his new affections. I think you're funny. I like your friends. I like the way they treat you.
We'll be right back.
Matt Carney is the pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. Tomorrow's edition of Look at OKC features reader-submitted Instagram photos that tell their stories about living in Oklahoma. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.